Ni hao.
Hello, everyone.
Okay, that's the extent of my Mandarin.
我所会中文已经说完了。
But I bring you greetings today from our President David Hearn.
我代表我们的会长给大家带来问候。
My wife, Donna.
我的爱人 Donna.
And especially one of my four children named Brendan.
特别是我四个儿子其中一位四个孩子其中一位 Brendan
Brendan is a graduate from Southwest University of Finance and Economics
他是西南经济大学的一名以前是一名学生他在那里毕业
Not U of T in Toronto
不是多伦多的大学
Not U of A in Alberta where I'm from
不是我们来的省份阿尔伯塔的大学
But the famous university in Chengdu Sichuan
但是是成都有很有名的一个大学
So is anybody here from Chengdu?
请问这里有从成都来的人吗
My son has lived in your city for 4 years
我的儿子在你的城市居住了四年
HisDegree was in commerce.
他是学贸易的。
But he studied in Mandarin.
他也是用中文来学习这些课程。
So he speaks fluent Chinese.
所以他的中文是很流畅的。
He could be preaching today in Chinese.
他可以在这站在这里以中文向大家讲道。
I tell you this today.
我想和你分享这件事情。
Because.We gave our son to the people of China.
是因为我们把自己的孩子奉献给中国。
And the founder of our movement, A.B. Simpson.
而我们的宣信博士，他创立了这间教会。
He sent the first missionaries 120 years ago to China.
他在120年前差遣了那些先驱去中国。
So God loves the Chinese.
神爱中国人。
And your speaker today loves the Chinese.
而我们今天的讲员也爱中国人。
And I know you love the Chinese.
我也知道你们也喜欢中国人。
God has a special plan for the Chinese.
神为中国人有一个特别的应许。
Amen?
Amen.
About 2 weeks ago, I began to become very nervous.
大概在两周之前，我突然有一点焦虑。
I looked at my calendar and it said I was to be speaking at Oakville Grace Alliance Church.
我看了一下我的挂历，发现我需要来向城恩典宣道会来宣道。
That was the earlier date that we had decided upon.
我们有一个之前我们和牧师定了一个日子。
I was nervous because I was on holidays in Alberta.
我很焦虑，因为那时候我恰好在另外一个省休假。
And so I checked with my admin assistant.
所以我的私人助理，我跟他聊了一下。
She wrote back, "Relax, you don't speak until September."
她说你放松一下，没关系，我们。
So I.
换一个日子
So I still had a good holiday.
所以我还是可以度假
But I'm excited to be here with you today.
但是今天我很荣幸和很高兴和大家聚在一起
A message entitled Access to Jesus.
今天我们讲的是带来接触耶稣的机会
You are all here this morning because you have access to Jesus.
你们今天每一个人都坐在这里，因为你有一个接触耶稣的机会。
3 billion people around the world today still do not have access to Jesus.
全球有30亿人，他们并没有接触耶稣的机会。
I want to tell you a little bit about the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
在讲到之前，我想为大家介绍一下宣道会的使命。
You may not know these details about this church and the denomination that it belongs to.
你或许对宣道会本身并没有一个深刻的了解。
You are one of about 435 Alliance churches in Canada.
你属于加拿大大概435间宣道会之一。
We are all linked by a prayer.
我们因着一个共同的祷告而联合在一起。
We pray it together all the time. It goes like this.
我们常常一同对神祷告。
Oh God, with all our hearts we long for you.
我们说神啊, 我们全心全意地渴慕你。
Come, transform us to be Christ-centered.
让我们成为以耶稣基督为中心。
Spirit-empowered.
被赋予圣灵的能力。
And mission-focused people.
以使命为重心的人。
Transforming disciples all around the world.
而我们使各地的门徒倍增。
We are united by this prayer and two common passions.
我们借着这个祷告和两个共同我们心中的热爱而联合在一起。
To go deeper into Christ, into Jesus.
一是在耶稣基督里更加的深入。
And to go with Him further on mission.
并且在使命上更进一步。
And we are committed then to be on mission together, everyone, everywhere, all the time.
我们致力于使命上的同工, 每一个人, 每一个地方, 地点和每一个时刻。
When we look at our world, we have made a commitment to completing the Great Commission.
在世界范围角度上, 我们
by going to the least reached peoples around the world.
我们通过去人们忽视的地方,
by going to the hard places,
来完成对于大使命的承诺,
like the Tibetans, like the Uyghur in China,
我们带着耶稣的讯息去探访那些灵里缺乏的人群, 就像, 那些很偏远的地方,
and to the spiritually neglected people groups,
因为他们在灵里有一种对神的需要,
with the message of hope and providing access to the gospel.
所以我们去那里打开他们通向福音的希望。
We divide our work up into five regions.
我们把整个世界分为五个区域。
Sea to sea, that's all the DS4 people in Canada, from the Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic Ocean.
从海到海就是加拿大和许多住在这里的民族。
DS4 people are coming to Canada in unprecedented numbers, like international students.
我们加拿大持续不停地以前所未有数量, 都来到加拿大。
Like all of you.
就像你们一样。
God brought you to Canada.
神带领你们到加拿大来。
You may think you brought yourself to Canada, but God is sovereign. He brought you to Canada.
你可能觉得我自己决定来到加拿大的, 但神是主宰的, 他决定你来到加拿大。
And outside of Canada, we have four regions.
在加拿大以外的地方, 我们还有四个区域。
Asia Spice, where we used to live and minister for 24 years.
我们称之为亚洲的香料, 包括大部分的亚洲。
That's most of Asia.
我们以前所做工的地方。
The Silk Road, which is Europe, Middle East, and Central Asia.
丝绸之路, 包括了欧洲, 中都, 还有中亚地区。
Desert Sand, which is West Africa and North Africa.
沙漠地带, 包括了非洲北, 西部和北部。
And the Caribbean Sun, which is now primarily Mexico City.
还有加勒比太阳, 我们, 包括了墨西哥和加勒比。
250 missionaries in the sun, sand, silk, and spice outside of Canada.
有超过250位, 宣道士他们在, 传福音。
Globally, this weekend, between 6 and 7 million people around the world worship as Alliance people.
在这个周末, 全球有大概700万人在宣道会参加敬拜。
They are in more than 80 countries of the world.
他们在全球80个不同的国家。
And 37 of those countries are also sending out international workers into other parts of the world.
并且其中有37个国家 他们差遣童工去别的地方宣教。
In short, in summer, we are a global pioneering church planting movement.
简而言之，宣道会在全球这个大使命上是一个开创者。
And as your pastor said, my responsibilities in this is to lead the process of what we do around the globe.
就像你们的牧师所讲的，我的责任就是去看管这些所有的事情。
And I cannot do that. Only God can do that through me.
而我知道我是完不成这件事情的，只有神能完成。
We summarize in just three words what we mean by venture in the Christian and Missionary Alliance.
在外展这件事情上
，venture， three words.
我们有三有几句话去。描述他
bringing access to Jesus. Venture is bringing access to Jesus. Three words, access to Jesus.
外展就是带来接触耶稣的机会。
And we like to say where few or none have heard.
去没有被人们忽视的地方。
Everyone, everywhere.All the time should be on venture.
每个人每一个在每一个地方在每一个时刻都需要在外展的使命上。
That's entering into the Great Commission with Jesus.
这也是我们耶稣所呼召我们所行大使命的这件事。
The Apostle Paul said it clearly.
保罗说得很清楚。
Just read it.
他说我立了志向不在基督的名被称过的地方传福音免得建造在别人的根基上就如经上所记未曾闻知他信息的将要看见未曾听过的将要明白
Our founder Simpson built on that
宣信博士在此基础上延续了这功他说这个运动坚持要去到最被忽视的工厂避免其他工人走过的路继续走下去到遥远的地方而不是在别人已见过的基础上面动工我们要去基督的名还没称过的地方而在那里传福音
So we are to be a family of people who discern the heart and plans of God and then faithfully and obediently engage as his agents of transformation
我们要成为一个与神亲密相处的大家庭我们用全心全意全灵全力来敬拜他
That's entering into the Great Commission That's bringing access to Jesus
这也是以信心来听他的话关于让人们接触耶稣的大使命
For God desires that none would perish from entering into the love of God.
神所期望的是不愿有一人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。
I want to pray.
我想为大家祷告。
Father God, it is the desire of our hearts.
我们的父神，这是我们心的渴望。
And through the power of your Holy Spirit.
透过圣灵的能力
To see your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
来看到你的国的降临，你的义行在地上，如同行在天上。
As together we bring access to Jesus.
我们一同来带来关于耶稣的
With every impulse and effort of who you are as your beloved children.
我们一同同工来带来接触耶稣的机会。
We do it as an act of love for you.
我们每一个渴慕你的儿女都随着这个概念而波动。
Amen.
你知道我们是因你的爱而行。Amen.
So what do we mean by these three words, access to Jesus?
那到底这句话是什么意思？带来接触耶稣的机会。
Access to Jesus has both an inward posture and an outward posture.
这句话有两项，一个是有内向的姿态和一个外向的姿态。
inward, I make my heart accessible to Jesus.
在内向的姿态方面，我让耶稣听到我的心。
As I invite Jesus to have access into my heart.
我邀请耶稣进入到我的心里面。
That's what it means to be a believer.
这也是成为一个信徒的意思。
That's the inner posture.
也就是我们内心应有的姿态。
Jesus, have all of my heart.
耶稣已经获取了我全部的心。
Inward posture is all about reverence for God, developed through a heart that is given to intimate worship.
我们内心的姿态是通过亲密的崇拜的心而产生对上帝的敬畏。
Thank you for leading us in worship. We say, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
感谢领师带领我们唱
The perfect chorus for this message today. The Spirit of God gave that to you.
这首诗歌对于今天的讲道内容是完美的。
The inward posture is foundation for having the right kind of faith.
我们内心的这种心态，是树立正确信仰的基石。
But secondly, there's an outward posture.
同样我们向外也有另外一种态度。
I make my life accessible to others.
我打开自己的生活，让别人可以接触我。
As I invite people to experience Jesus at work as they see my life.
我吸引他人来了解耶稣在我生命中所行的功。
The outward posture is about going.
我向外的姿态是
By intentionally engaging,
我去吸引他人,
and therefore bringing access to Jesus for others.
而他们就，我就向他们提供接触耶稣的机会.
These three simple words should describe the outflow of what we live for personally, because of all that God has done in launching and inviting us into Himself.
这几个词应该描述了我们个人生活中借着神对我们所行的，因着我们所信的而流出、流露出的生命模样。So
let's look at a brief but dynamic kingdom encounter passage.
让我们共同探索一下下面这个关于国度的机遇的例子来形容接触耶稣。
That brilliantly illustrates access to Jesus. That's Luke 19, 1 to 10, and it has already been read.
的这个概念，也就是我们今天在刚才所读的经文里边所讲的
verses 1 and 2 describe the following point.
第1到2节下面讲到
the kingdom stage is being set.
国度的舞台已经设立好。
When you go to the theater, you see the stage and all the set pieces.
当我们去看歌剧的时候，你会看到这上面有一个舞台。
Verses 1 and 2 describe a kingdom stage being set by God Himself.
第1到2节讲到关于神国度的舞台。
You see, it was just a regular day in the life of Jesus.
这只是我们生活中很平常的一天。The
passage says he was just passing through.
这是耶稣生活中很平常一天，他只是度过这个地方。In
the kingdom of God, there are two dynamic things that are always happening at the same time between at least two people.
在神主宰的永恒计划中，在他的国度里永远有
As God advances His sovereign and eternal plans to redeem mankind.
在神, 救赎人的计划中,
So Jesus enters into Jericho, the text says, but there was no intentions of Him staying.
所以在经文里讲到耶稣来到耶利哥并没有留下的打算。
He was passing through, but Jesus, full of the love of the Father, is always ready for a kingdom encounter.
他只是经过这里，但是耶稣充满了对于神的爱，他永远预备好去面对一个关于国度的机遇。
And a man named Zacchaeus was there.
我们知道这有一个人叫撒该的人。
Not by chance, but by God's very sovereign design and plan.
不是他恰好在这个地方，而是神已经在他的计划中设计好的。
And he was an unlikely candidate for the kingdom of God.
而且他貌似是一个不合格进入神的国度的人。
The text says he was a chief tax collector and very rich.
因为他是一个税吏长，而且也是一名财主。
It's interesting. If you read Luke 18, the chapter before,
如果你读路加福音第18章的话，我觉得很有意思。
Jesus talks about two parables.
耶稣讲了两个比喻。
He says he's looking for the faith of people on earth at the end of the first parable. We won't look at it. It's too much to add today.
他讲一个话题是关于人世人的信心问题。
And then the second parable is about a tax collector.
另外一个比喻是关于一个收税的人。
So he had just told a parable about a tax collector.
他刚讲完一个关于税吏的故事。
And the point of the parable is that riches become an obstruction for people to get into the kingdom of God.
而他讲税吏这故事的含义在于财富阻拦人们接触神。
Because many rich people are relying on their riches. They're not relying upon Jesus.
因为很多财主他们把心依赖在他们的财富上，而不是耶稣身上。
And so now in this next chapter, as he's passing through Jericho, he actually comes across not just a tax collector, but a chief tax collector.
而下面这一章，他正好恰好遇到一个税吏，而且不是一个普通的税吏，他是一名税吏长。
And so the disciples, I think, are just waiting to see what will happen.
所以这些门徒可能就在旁边注视耶稣，看他会怎么行。
Do you think he has a message for us if he's already described a parable and now it's happening in real life?
你觉得耶稣想对我们说点什么吗？他刚讲完税吏的故事的比喻，马上他就遇见了一名税吏。
Jesus passing through Jericho could describe every day of our lives.
耶稣路过
could describe almost any day in our lives.
Yes. 耶稣路过耶利哥，可以形容用来形这个可以用来形容我们每一天的日子。
Now we move about, but not with specific plans in relationship to people.
我们常常是四处做这做那，但是我们并没有具体的计划。
But the kingdom worker is all about bringing access to Jesus.
但一个国度的工作者，他的 心所向永远是带来给接触耶稣的机会。So
who are the people that are ready?
那什么样的人才是预备好接触耶稣的呢?
And it's often not the ones that we would think.
常常是我们心目中觉得他还没有准备好的人。Like
Zacchaeus.
比如这个撒该。
So the kingdom stage was being set. The second point of the text, next slide, is the kingdom moment emerges.
所以这个关于国度的时刻降临了。
Look at verses 3 and 6.
让我们看从第三节到第四节。
A divine encounter is about to take place.
这个神圣的时刻要发生了。
Zacchaeus was seeking, it says, to see Jesus.
撒该这里讲到他想看看耶稣是怎样的。
The interplay between what we see is very important in the text. Jesus is there. Zacchaeus wants to see Jesus.
这里讲的经文很有意思，就是耶稣在这里，而撒该他想见到耶稣。
That's the inward posture of a chief tax collector. He's heard about Jesus. And he is looking for Jesus.
这也是撒该内心的状态，他听说关于耶稣了，他也想见到耶稣。
I want to show you another slide.
我想接下来下面幻灯片。
Number 10. It's a picture. Armistead. You might wonder, what is Armistead?
你可能在看到这个图片时候有一个问题，说 Armistead 是哪里？
After our General Assembly last summer, my wife and I did a road trip across Canada.
在去年夏天的大会结束以后，我和我的爱人决定在加拿大做一个长途汽车游。
I decided we were so close to the town I grew up in Saskatchewan. I said to my wife, "Can we stop and I can see the place that I started life?"
我们恰好路过我小时候长大的一个城镇。 我跟我的爱人说，要不我们在这里停一下。
I lived in this little town till age 11.
我在这里居住大概到11岁的时候。
This is the place that I was brought into access to Jesus.
这也是我第一次接触到耶稣的地方。
This is where I stepped into the kingdom of God.
这也是我第一次踏入神国度的地方。
Perhaps it seems a rather unlikely encounter.
可能对你们来说看起来有点不可思议。Next
slide.
下一张。
You see, there is the little Baptist church that I started to attend as a young boy.
你可以看到这是一个很小的教会。
The town of Ormiston today has, I would like you to guess how many people. Some of you come from Beijing, Shanghai, multiple millions of people.
我想让你们猜一下这个 Ormiston这个城镇有多少人。
Today Ormiston has 6 people.
今天 Ormiston有6个人口。
Not 6 million, not 6,000, 6 people.
不是600万，不是6000人，是6个人。
This church was planted small beginnings by my father, who was a businessman.
这个教会是我爸爸一个小商人所建立的教会。
My mother and father decided to bring access to Jesus to the people of the town of Ormiston.
我的爸爸和妈妈他们决定为这个城镇
More than 50 years later, that little church has more people worshiping on Sundays than the entire population of the town.
在50年以多年以后，那个地方敬拜的人比城镇的人口还多。
People come from other communities to be brought into access to Jesus.
其他社区的人，他们来到这家教会来认识耶稣。
The prophet Zechariah says that we are not to despise the small beginnings.
先知撒迦利亚说，我们不要嫌弃小的开端。
Oakville Grace Alliance Church started with the small beginning.
向城恩典宣道会也是从小的开端开始的。
But God's plans are never small plans.
但神的计划永远不是一个小的计划。
I love this moving story of Zacchaeus, and I can identify with him in several ways.
我和这个先知有很多共同点。
He was an unlikely candidate for the kingdom of God, as was I.
对不起，我和撒盖有很多共。 共同点，他是一个看起来并不适合神国度的人。
And the text says he was small in stature.
而这书里写他有一个微小的开端。 或者他是一个小的人。
Slide number 12. So here's the key question for you.
我这里有一个很重要的问题。
How do we view the people that are all around us?
我们怎么看待我们周围的人？
The story of Zacchaeus provides two perspectives of a man.
这个撒该的故事对我们有两个不同的角度。Zacchaeus
was from Jericho.
撒该是从耶利哥来的。A
Jew.
他是一个犹太人。Employed
by the hated Roman colonists.
他被众人所仇恨的罗马人所雇佣。
He worked in one of the most abhorred professions among fellow Jews.
他的职业是所有犹太人所仇恨的职业。
He was a chief tax collector.
他是一个税吏长。
That was equated to being a sinner.
也在犹太人里等同于他是一个罪人。
He was rich and therefore he had distinct social status.
他是一个财主，所以他有一定的社会地位。
You see, the system for tax collection that the Romans had in place employed ambitious individuals.
在罗马人的税收系统中，他们喜欢雇佣一些充满就是往上升的那种心态的人。
And their salary came as a percentage of what they collected.
而他们这些税利的收入来自于他们所税收的一部分。So
people could be easily taken advantage of by a tax collector.
一定的比例，所以人们在下面付税的人们常常被税利所利用。But
the text reveals one vitally important detail.
但这个经文里讲了一个很重要的一点。
Despite his riches,
不管撒该有多少贵,
and his social position,
不管他社会地位有是什么样的,
he had a real need to know God.
他内心有一个渴慕神的心,
he had heard about Jesus,
他听说了关于耶稣的故事,
and he was looking to Jesus and for Jesus.
他去寻找
He sought Jesus out from a large crowd. With a focus and intentionality and persistence. With an attitude of urgency, this needed to happen. Amidst difficult circumstances, he could not see Jesus. He was too short. It was a big crowd.
在重重困难中，人群人数很多， 他的身材又很矮小。
And so he climbs up in a tree.
所以他决定爬到树上。
And Jesus finds him.
但耶稣
And that's the whole point. People who are looking for Jesus, Jesus will help them to be found. He's already looking to them.
这也是重点，就是寻找耶稣的人，耶稣会看到你。
Look at the text. He's looking for at Jesus. Jesus looks up to him.
他在看我们看经文里面，他在寻找耶稣，耶稣。 抬头一看,
and he invites them, come down and go to your house. I want to dine with you in your house.
他看到了撒该说, 快下来, 今天我必住在你家里。
The most hated individual in the crowd, and Jesus wants to have a party with him.
在人群中最被憎恨的一个人, 但是耶稣想和他同住。
Slide 13. So here's the third point in the text. Kingdom dynamics are incongruent with crowd dynamics.
神国度的意象和人群的所想的意象是常常不一样的。
You see, the crowd of onlookers, they entirely miss the kingdom transaction that is happening between two people, Jesus and Zacchaeus.
众人只知道说他进到罪人家里去, 却不知道神在行他的工。
The crowd wondered, where is Jesus going?
他们在想耶稣到底要不要到这罪人家里住。
Really? To Zacchaeus' house to eat with him?
居然是撒该这个罪人和他同,
How could Jesus do such a thing?
同进午餐, 晚餐, 耶稣怎么能做这样的事呢?
To spend time with the sinner?
怎么可能和罪人同处呢?
There's many things we can learn from this story.
我们可以在这个故事中学习到很多课题。
Here are a couple.
我想为大家分享两个。
First of all, everyone deserves an opportunity to know Jesus and to be brought into access with him.
第一就是每一个人都有接触耶稣的资格。
Regardless of their social standing or circumstances.
不管他在社会有什么样的地位，或者他在人生处于一个什么样的点。
The need is natural and it's universal.
这个需求是跨越种族和文化的。
Saint Augustine, one of the early church fathers, had this to say. He declared, "In the heart of every person is an empty void in the shape of God that only God can fill."
Saint Augustine 他说，在我们心中都有一个空虚，只有神能来满足我们。
It's not just ethnic groups that need access to Jesus.
不只是某个人群需要接触耶稣的机会。
Social classes need to know about God and His love.
不同阶级的人也需要认识神和他的爱。
Many people look privately through life for what their heart longs for.
他们有一些人常常看自己内心来决定自己想要什么。
People like Zacchaeus are chasing after finances.
像撒该这样的人，他们内心想要的是财富。
Studies show that 60% of successful people are associated with evil sects like the Masons.
有一个调查表明，大部分人都60%的人，成功人士他们喜欢做一些不好的事情。
They're looking for something to fill a void, an empty place in their heart.
以达到来填补内心的空虚的目的。
Everyone deserves an opportunity to hear about Jesus.
每个人都配得拥有认识耶稣的机会。
But this story also reveals the cultural view that people take of the Zacchaeuses all around them.
这个故事也给我们讲了一下人们心中固执的一些观念。
The crowds of religious Pharisees saw Zacchaeus as a sinner.
这些法利赛人他们觉得撒该是一个罪人。
He was bad, to be avoided, even pushed away.
他不是一个好人，我们应该拒绝他，应该让他远离我们。
In Asia, where we have spent the bulk of our ministry years, ethnic groups are treated this way by others of differing ethnicity.
在我们传教的过程中，我们常常看到类似的事情，就是不同文化背景的人，他们互相排斥。
People in India are all categorized according to their caste.
在印度，我们知道他们人常常因为一些背景而分成三六九等。
And they're never able to socially transcend their caste.
而他们永远跳不出自己的阶级，因为一些固执的观念。
But here in Canada, we make equivalent judgments on people.
在加拿大这边，我们希望人人平等。
We make inconsistent cultural assessments of people that are not like ourselves.
但我们也常因为人不同的背景而做出一些定论。
Immigrant peoples might make it through our borders and through our immigration system if they are fortunate.
移民的众体，如果他们很优秀的话，可能能度过我们设下重重难关。
But many of them are tragically rejected even in their neighborhoods in Canada.
但他们到这些社区里以后，常常又会被社区本身带来一些排斥。
They are outcast by our Canadian society where they have finally arrived and become established.
当他们经过重重困难来到加拿大定居以后，又常常被当地的社区所排斥。
How about the homeless? What do we see when we see a homeless person?
或者我们又看一下那些在街上无家可归的人，我们见到他时候心里想什么？
When with our human eyes we see beggars.
我们的眼睛让我们见到一个乞丐。
We call them freeloaders.
我们叫他们为
They want something for free. They don't work.
吃白食的，他们不想辛勤的劳动。
We easily conclude we don't need them. We want to avoid them. We want to walk on the other side of the street from the beggar.
我们轻断的做下断论，就是我们不想见到他们，他们是一无所有的。
So, are we being like Jesus, or are we being like the crowd?
那当我们这样想的时候，我们是 像耶稣一样，还是我们像众人一样？
If we simply adapt to a crowd mentality reflecting the lens of life as seen through our culture,
如果我们以自己的背景而去衡量其他人,
then we are giving in to fear.
那我们就凭着自己内心的恐惧而行事了。
We're missing opportunities to bring access to people that we do not know. Perhaps they're like Zacchaeus, they're longing for Jesus.
我们就错失了神的国度带给我们
The last point in this message, verses 9 and 10.
最后我想来到第九和十节。
The kingdom's message and purpose is affirmed.
国度的信息已经被确认了。
It's affirmed through Jesus, the faithful servant.
通过耶稣这个忠实的仆人所被印证了。
Most profound in this kingdom narrative is that this story is all about the perspective of Jesus.
这个故事的重点，我们又回到了耶稣他的观点。
Jesus tells him in the crowd that today salvation has come to this house.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家。
Jesus makes the affirmation, he too is a son of Abraham.
耶稣并且说，因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
The Pharisees in the crowd were actually not sons of Abraham. Culturally, yes. Spiritually, no.
把这些众人当中的法利赛人，他们并不是亚伯拉罕的子孙。虽然从血脉上是，但是从灵命上，他们并不是。
And Jesus proclaims, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost."
耶稣继续讲到说，人子来为要寻找拯救失丧的人。We
need to develop and reflect this perspective of Jesus.
我们需要深刻地了解耶稣。This
is the heart that we need to have of the needy people that are all around us, and it doesn't come naturally.
耶稣的观点就是对于世人所充满的爱。It
requires the help and the empowerment of the Spirit of God.
而我们想充满耶稣这样的爱，就需要获得圣灵对我们所赐的能力。That
we would have the inner posture to be looking for those who need Jesus.
让我们能获得内向的姿态去给需要耶稣的人认识他的机会。Slide
15. So there are three key principles of an inward, outward access to Jesus posture.
不管向内还是向外，我们有三个很主要的原则。
And it's all about having the right kind of obedience to seek and to save the lost, which is why Jesus came.
永远都是关于我们对神的心，一个听从他的旨意的心。
See, the first point is that God is always drawing people to himself.
第一点就是神在掌权，并且他依然在带领人到他身边来。God
drew you, Dua, to Cambridge with your parents, and you became a believer there, right?
神带领你到剑桥这个城市，并且跟随你的父母信神。Born
in China, but God brings the family to Cambridge, Ontario to become believers.
你在中国出生，但是你到了剑桥，加拿大来，并且认识神和信，把你的信心放在他里面。God
is always drawing people to himself.
神一直在带领人到他的面前。Next
slide. Jesus is always seeing beyond what others see.
耶稣的眼光总是比我们世上的人长远。So
turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, because Jesus is always seeing beyond what others see.
所以当定睛仰望神的慈容，因为我们的眼光永远没有他的眼光长远。Next
slide. And thirdly, we, you and I, reflect kingdom values as we prayerfully bring access to Jesus.
第三点，当我们带来接触耶稣机会的时候，我们就在反映出天国的价值观。As
we determine, we will be His people on mission, everyone, everywhere, all the time.
我们在每时每地和每刻都是在做他的使命的门徒。
I want to conclude with a couple stories.
我想最后跟大家分享几个故事。
You've heard of Mother Teresa.
你知道,
She was asked a question by a journalist.
她有一个记者来访问她,
What is your motivation of sacrificing yourself for the children of the streets of India?
你为印度的, 流浪在街头的孩子们所付出的一切是因为什么呢?
Mother Teresa said, When I see someone, when I see someone, it is not their color or religion that I see in them, but the image of God that I see in them.
Mother Teresa 她回答道, 我当见到一个人的时候, 我看到的他不是他的肤色或者种族, 而是神的模样。
I have a friend named Dave McCullough.
我有一个朋友叫大卫。
We lived in Indonesia as two families together.
在印度尼西亚, 我们两个家庭居住在一起。
He would regularly go out into the crowds of Muslim background Sundanese people there in Indonesia.
在印度尼西亚, 有很多不同的, 信仰, 包括穆斯林, 他常常去这些人当中。
And he would tell me that someone new had stepped into the kingdom of God.
而他常常跟我分享喜悦的事情，就是有一个新人进入了神的国度当中。
And finally, one day I said to Dave, How is this? It's so difficult to reach Muslim people, but it's happening with you so often.
所以有一天我终于忍不住问大卫说，为什么我们都觉得。 让穆斯林人认识神这么的难，而对你来说却那么的容易。
He said, Brent, when I move in a crowd of people, I'm praying.
他说, Brent, 当我在人群当中行走的时候，我在祷告。
And he said, I'm looking.
我在观察。
And I'm thinking, this is interesting.
然后我就想，听起来挺有意思的。
He says, I look into the eyes of people that I see as I move in the crowd.
我在人群当中行走的时候，我观察人们的眼神。
I'm praying, Jesus, I don't have a lot of time. Who is the individual you're drawing to yourself?
他在祷告说，这个大卫的朋友祷告说，我时间不多了，主啊，谁是你所拣选的那个人呢？
He said, I'll look into someone's eyes and I think, no, keep looking.
他看到一个眼神，然后他说，哦，好像不是这位。
Keep looking.
我继续找，我再找。
And then he says, I'll be drawn to an individual.
我就会被某个人。
And when I look into their eyes, I see the kingdom of God in their eyes.
我看到他们的眼神的时候，我就看到神的国度在他的里面。
Wow, have you ever prayed that way at work, at school, as you move about the crowds of people?
不可思议，你在生活中，有没有在这样的去寻找吗？去寻找那个眼神里有神国度的人。
Jesus, lead me to the person that wants to know you and is waiting for me to come and share the message with them.
耶稣，请引领我到那个想听你的道，并且想认识你的人面前。
Show me who it is. Help me to see where I invest my time and energy.
请告诉我那个人在哪里，让我去花时间和精力去和他分享您。
I was recently in the country of Senegal.
我在 Senegal 这个国家,
I met a young, dark African man named Mackie.
我认识一个, 黑色皮肤的人, 他叫 Mackie.
Mackie was from Senegal, but he was studying in university in Libya.
他在利比亚学习, 虽然他是从 Senegal来。
A man from Rexdale Alliance Church in Toronto was living in Libya serving with the Alliance.
在多伦多有一个宣道会的弟兄，他在利比亚, 不是.
His name is Ken Hassanelli. He's there back in Rexdale now. He came back from Libya.
他是平时在多伦多 Rexdale 居住，但是他在有一段时间在利比亚服侍。
Ken wanted to bring the kingdom of God to the people in Libya.
Ken想把接触神的机会送给利比亚的人民。
God led Ken to three young Senegalese students at university in Libya.
所以他在利比亚这个地方有幸分享给三位Senegal来的人。
Mackey and two of his friends.
三位学生 Mackey 和他两位同学。
He saw the kingdom of God, I think, in their eyes.
我觉得Kent在这三位年轻人的眼里看到了神的国度。
They responded to Jesus.
而这三个人都回应了耶稣的呼召。
Years later, I'm in Senegal and I meet Mackey.
很多年过去了，我在。 到Senegal探访的时候，我遇见了Mackey。
I said, Mackey, I'm with the Alliance.
我说 Mackey, 我是宣道会来的。
He told me he had had some studies in Indonesia.
Mackey 跟我说他在印度尼西亚他学习了一段时间。
I said, where in Indonesia? He said, a small island close to Singapore.
我问他说你在印度尼西亚哪里学习？他说在一个小岛上。 在新加坡附近。
And I started to ponder, my friend Dave McCollum, who sees the kingdom of God in people's eyes, I said to him,
然后我就想起了我们两个家庭在一起的朋友大卫。
I said, were you doing your discipleship studies with a Dave McCollum?
所以我就问这个Mackey说，你是不是跟我的
And he brightened up and he said, yes, Dave is the one who has been teaching me to be an evangelist to Muslim background people.
所以他说是的,大卫是我的导师,他在教导我。
Is God sovereign?
神有主权吗?
Is God always looking for people who need to be brought into His kingdom?
神是不是一直在寻找他的羊?
Does Jesus want to use you and me?
耶稣想使用你和我吗?
To bring access to Jesus.
去为更多的人带来认识耶稣的机会。
Thousands of students come to Canada every year to study as international students across our nation.
每年都有成千上万的人来到加拿大来学习。
Like you. To Cambridge.
就像你来到剑桥一样。
What an amazing opportunity for a church like yours to begin to reach international students.
这是一个多么美好的机遇，让这间教会可以侍奉那些留学生。
I want to conclude with prayer.
我想最后进入祷告。
I believe God is speaking. His Holy Spirit has been present with us today.
我觉得神在讲话，并且他的圣灵与我们同在。
In my prayer, I'm going to ask you to make a commitment.
在我的祷告里，我想邀请你做一个决定。
I'm not asking you to do this for me or for your pastor. I'm asking if God is speaking to your heart, you respond to Him.
我并不是要求你为我或者为你的牧师而做，但是如果神在对你讲话，请你回应。So
bow your heads and close your eyes.
请你低头并且闭上你的眼睛。
I want to ask for people who want to have a true kingdom posture, to have the inner posture and the outer posture we've been talking about.
我想选你们当中有 内向和外向的姿态，关于神国度的正确姿态。
If you want to be actively engaging people as one of the everyone, everywhere, all the time, would you stand up quietly?
如果你在全时全地和全人全地和全时的愿意带领 神的人来归向他的话，请你站立。
If you are willing to say yes to God, I want to be a kingdom servant, and I want you to stand up.
如果你的回应是是的，你想作为这个国度的仆人，请你站起来。
If you are wanting to have that inner posture to say, Jesus, I give you access to all of who I am.
如果你在内向的姿态有一个愿意把自己的心完全给予耶稣的这么一个姿态。
If you want to have an outer posture like Jesus who goes and looks, like Dave McCullum who goes and looks for the kingdom of God.
如果你的外向姿态就像我的朋友大卫一样，他去寻找那个眼神当中有神国度的人。
Because it takes both an inner and an outward posture.
因为我们需要两种不同姿态的人。
If that describes you this morning, if the Spirit of God is speaking to you, then I want you to stand.
如果这两种姿态有在你的心里当中的话，请你站立。
If you are choosing to see every day that the kingdom stage is being set and you can make a difference,
如果你愿意每一天都看到神的舞台在建立当中，然后你愿意出力。
And thank you for those who are standing.
我感谢你为他而站立的。
If you want to see the people around you like Jesus sees the people around you, I want you to stand.
如果你想看待你周围的人就像耶稣看待你周围的人那样的话，请你站立。
If you want to seize the kingdom moment and along with the help of Jesus be one who seeks to save that which is lost, I want you to stand.
如果你想
If you want to enter into the kingdom moment,
如果你想进入神的国度，
If you want to seek the help of Jesus,
如果你想寻求耶稣的帮助，
To seek and to save those who are lost,
去寻找并且寻见那些失丧的人，
Then stand and join with others who are standing.
请站立并且加入其他正在站立的人。
If you are wanting the Holy Spirit, thank you. If you are wanting the Holy Spirit of God to fill you fresh, then I invite you to stand.
如果你想被圣灵再一次的充满你的全身，请你站立。
Thank you.
谢谢。
The Spirit of God is speaking to many of you. I want you to all stand out together.
神的灵对你们当中很多人在说话，我想让你们所有人起立。
Father, in a group of people this large,
父啊，在这么多人当中，
there may be some who have not yet themselves stepped into the kingdom of God.
有些人还没有决定要进入神的国度。
And Father, if there is someone here this morning that is saying, Oh, I want to be like a Zacchaeus who will step towards Jesus and will know that I belong to the kingdom of God.
父啊，如果在当中有人说我愿意像撒该一样，踏进神的国度。
I want to repent from my sins and I want to be among those who call themselves Christians and followers of Jesus.
我愿意为我的罪而悔改，我愿意成为跟随耶稣当中的一位。
Then I want to invite, if that describes you here in this group today, I ask after the service that you come to the front and I will pray with you.
如果这形容了你，我想请你在会后到前台来，我会为你祷告。
Because we cannot take others to Jesus if we have not yet stepped into faith in Jesus ourselves.
因为只有那已经踏入神国度的人才能带领其他人踏入神的国度。
Father, for those who stood saying, Oh yes, I want to be a part of your kingdom purposes.
父啊，对于那些愿意服侍您的人，
Jesus, you know their searching hearts.
耶稣，你在探索他们的心。
Give them the capacity to see the kingdom of God in the eyes of people like Zacchaeus is all around them.
赐他们与能力去发现那些他们的眼神有神国度的人。
In school, in the workplace, in the places that they move around here in Oakville, walk with them.
在学校当中, 在工作当中, 在他们每天所行的地方, 让您, 请您与他们同行。
And Father, together as we seek the vibrant presence of your Holy Spirit,
父啊, 我们今天感受到你 充满活力, 圣灵所带来的,
I pray for those who want to be freshly filled with your Spirit, O God.
我想为那些希望再一次充满圣灵的门徒而祷告。
Jesus, we cannot engage others if we do not have your Holy Spirit leading us.
耶稣，我们在没有圣灵的时候，我们无法帮助他人。
I stand in your presence this morning, Jesus, and I'm asking you, fill me with your Spirit, O God.
耶稣，我们站在你的面前，我们请求，我们恳求你赐圣灵与我们，我们的父神。
Fill me with your Spirit so I can bring access to others who need to know Jesus.
让圣灵充满我们，以至于我们能为他人而带来认识耶稣的机会。
Give me a fresh heart for the lost.
给我们一颗更新的心，让我们能为那些失丧的人而祈求。
Give me a bold courage that I will share my faith with those that you bring to me.
充满我们的心与勇气，使我们可以去分享那美好的福音。
Give me such a love for you, O God, that I will be on mission.
父神，让我们充满对于使命的一颗向往的心。
Everywhere, all the time.
全地全时,
to the praise of your powerful and glorious name.
在你无以崇高的名,
in the name of Jesus Christ.
以耶稣的名,
we pray. Amen.
我们一同祷告, Amen.
Thank you so much.
感谢, 请坐。